Live programming for WAUK Radio 540 AM and 101 FM is produced right in the Shaw in beautiful downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with WAUK Radio. Enjoy! The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going right to the lines themselves. Do not hang up. I will get to you immediately. We're going to start in order. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning. Are you ready for a little respectful butt-kicking this morning?
What do you got on your mind, Gene?
Okay, you're going to get a little butt-kicking this morning because I would like to remind you that unlike the Republican Party, where they anoint one king and everybody bows down and follows their rules and their thinking and strategies, the Democratic Party represents a large variety of people with a lot of different inputs regarding a lot of different people, and they're not sheep. So I just like to tell you that one, because the Republicans only represent their masters and the people that give them big bucks for their campaigns. The Democrats work for all the people, health care, all of the different rights. They work for the United States of America on every issue, to encroach streets and roads, schools, everything. So I just wanted to remind you that, having been initially a Bernie supporter. So I had to just clarify that for you. And in addition to that, Manchin is something else. And I don't know where Sinema's connected. But didn't there something with his daughter? I can't recall, and maybe you can. Something with her working with, what was it, EpiPens or something like that?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Let me just quick jump in on two things. One is, I think you're reminding me of what I think is the obvious, which is the Democratic Party is the party of progress and the party of democracy. And I couldn't agree with you more. You may be alluding to the fact that I was a Biden supporter early on in 2020, whereas others were not. You know something? I'm glad I was. Glad I was. I do not think, even Michelle Goldberg, who's an editorialist for the New York Times, said he was the only one who could have won in 2020, and I believe that, and I believe it in 2024. And then, yeah, Manchin and Sinema. Look, Manchin and Sinema are half Democrats. They'll vote on some things, but I'll tell you what, a soft infrastructure with these two characters is dead, which is very sad. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. I always enjoy your passion and your calls. Thank you so much. Joe of Madison, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Oh, I'm very interested in the subject that you brought up in the last hour, and that was repeated during the break in the news, which is the subject of the AG in Texas going to the wall with spending, you know, state resources, money, time to battle the federal government, basically to ensure that Texas has the right to say we can let our women die who are pregnant and suffer complications that threaten their lives. We reserve the right to let that happen. It's an amazing thing to go to the wall on. We want to battle the federal government that insists, under Biden, which insists if a mother's life is under threat, she can have an abortion. I think it's amazing that this is the wall they want to they want to put their stake on. And I just would offer, you know, oftentimes when we talk about this, I was thinking about it in terms of Wisconsin, in terms of where we are. As I understand it, there were 4 clinics that offered elective abortions in Wisconsin. Those are all now closed down, and they are seeking to have women be directed to other states, Illinois, Minnesota, if they need they want an elective abortion. But let us talk about those women here in Wisconsin who are under who may be under stress and under a serious complication in their pregnancy that requires them to have an abortion. Who is going to be the person who is deciding, oh, this is life-threatening? Are doctors going to have lawyers over their shoulders watching what they do in a situation that can be rapidly evolving? I was reading an article where they said, you know, to intervene, we're talking about situations, for example, not just ectopic pregnancies, but let's say eclampsia, where a woman is under severe problems of their liver start to fail, their platelets drop, they are under risk of stroke and under risk of dying. Who goes in there and gets to decide all this? I mean, this is just the idea that the state has a stake in looking over the shoulder of doctors who've taken an oath to be there for their patients will now be the ones that get to flip the coin and decide yes or no, you get to have an abortion to save your life or not. I think people have no idea what's ahead as a result of this Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court. They assume that they're protected. They assume that their pregnancy is going to be the one that's going to be A-OK. Good luck. That's all I can say is good luck.
Joe, thanks a lot. You're right. And let me even build on that. What's incredible to me is it seems to me that one of the primary rights you have in the Constitution is bodily autonomy. I mean, you know, that you have a right to control your own body. I mean, that's pretty fundamental. You don't necessarily have that in communist countries like China or North Korea. You don't necessarily have it in mafia type countries like Russia or in some jihadist countries like Iran. But in the United States, you should. And then secondly, the extraordinary thing to me about this, that they think they can get away with this, because the majority of people in Texas aren't going to agree with it, but you have an Attorney General, Ken Paxton, who is under criminal charge, all right? He's for fraud. He is suing Biden because Biden put in an executive order saying that hospitals and doctors, if it's in their medical judgment to save the life of the mother, that has to trump any state reg. To me, that's a no-brainer. And OBGYNs, by the way, pay among the highest insurance premiums of any doctor. And what do you do if you're an OBGYN and somebody comes in, a woman, and says, and she has an ectopic pregnancy, so the unborn child is not going to survive no matter what. And the mother could die of an infection, sepsis, and a lot of other things, or as you say, organ failure. Now, what is that OBGYN supposed to do? Call the DA and say, do you agree? I mean, come on. He took a Hippocratic oath. He has to save the mother's life. In Oklahoma, their law does not permit that. In Texas, they're suing that it not be permitted anywhere in the country. In Indiana, there's this story that the Republicans have said was false, and it turned out to be confirmed. A 10-year-old girl was pregnant, 6 weeks pregnant. So she went to Indiana to have an abortion. She's 10 years old, and right at the beginning of the pregnancy. And the Indiana Attorney General now just announced that he may prosecute the doctor that did it, a woman who's a doctor who did it. You know, who decides? You raise a very good question. Even under their theory, okay, even under their theory, who decides this? Who decides this? If a doctor thinks, well, if I terminate this ectopic pregnancy and save the life of the mother, and you have a local DA who wants to run for governor and make a name for himself, he may prosecute me. Does my insurance cover criminal defense fees? And no, it doesn't. It doesn't cover intentional acts that are in violation of law. They will not cover that. I've got to get a criminal lawyer. I don't want an inexperienced one. An experienced one can be quite expensive. Do I want to sit in a courtroom for a couple of weeks and explain this? And even if the jury acquits me, it's going to happen again next week. The core issue to me here is bodily autonomy. I don't care what people's opinion is on a subject like that, but for the state to interfere with the autonomy that you have over your own body is unbelievable. And remember something else. I think we're going to do better in the fall elections than most people think. But let's say, God forbid, we do not, and let's say the Republicans take over the House and the Senate. They have promised to bring a bill that would outlaw abortions as a matter of federal law. That trumps state law. That means in New York, California, and Illinois, there could be no abortions. Biden will veto it. Biden's up for re-election 2 years later. If Biden doesn't run, or Biden runs and doesn't win, and a Republican gets in, DeSantis, Trump, or anyone else, they will sign that. Then if you're in New York, California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois, Massachusetts, Connecticut, there'll be no right anywhere. And if a suit against Biden is successful, saying that even to save the life of the mother, it can't be done, how can you say that half of the people in this country still have bodily autonomy? They don't. That's a core constitutional principle. Thanks for calling, Joe. The lines are alive. Don't hang up. I'll get back after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.